You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Mersbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. Community members are one step closer to resurrecting a popular local bar, The Rose. The Jackson Town Council voted unanimously on November 5th to transfer The Rose's liquor license to a new company, taking over the Pink Garter building on Broadway, a block away from Town Square. The Rose closed in October amid ownership changes. A Missouri businessman owned the building for years, but locals Tyler Davis, Joe Rice, and Ted Stark are now under contract to take it over. Davis is a real estate agent, while Rice owns the Blue Collar Restaurant Group, and Stark owns Snake River Brewing. Davis said in the meeting that securing the liquor license was the next step towards reopening The Rose. Dom Gagliardi most recently operated the bar and supported the new landlords.
We as an entity found that our business had ran its course. We decided to terminate our lease so that we can open this up for a potential new owner of the building to set somebody up for success. I believe these guys are that. So I think that they have the right intentions. They're locally connected. They understand our community and they want to take this to the next level. And that's what that building really needs.
Davis said in the meeting that the new owners are hopeful The Rose will reopen in the new year, but it's unclear who will run the bar. Council members Arne Jorgensen and Jonathan Schechter were initially hesitant to approve the liquor license due to these uncertainties, but they ended up supporting the transfer. Teton County's lead housing official, April Norton, is one of 30 members on a new national task force aimed at finding housing solutions. The National Association of County Officials group is composed of representatives from across the country, from Sacramento County, California, to Miami-Dade County, Florida. Norton attended a kickoff event in Washington, D.C. in November.
It reminded me that whether you're a small county of 20,000 people or you're a large county of millions of people, there's a lot of similarity in the challenges we're all facing. And it's not just for people who are at the very low income range. It is for middle-class Americans. And it's middle-class Americans here in Teton County. It's middle-class Americans in Ohio.
Norton says that Teton County is ahead of the curve compared to other tourism communities, especially when it comes to collecting data. Moving forward, she's excited to learn about ways her department could continue to partner with the private sector to address the housing crisis. The task force is commissioning research papers on different housing solutions. It will present its findings in July. A new study highlights the importance of both protected and private lands in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem for wildlife migration. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
The study specifically focuses on elk. Researchers found that they heavily depend on private land during the winter. Here's lead researcher Laura Gigliotti.
A lot of these private lands that elk are using, they don't have any sort of zoning on them. So this could mean that there's potential for unregulated development going forward.
Gigliotti says future development, like subdivisions and commercial zoning, are likely inevitable as the area is growing. But she says that development can coexist with wildlife if certain measures are taken, like creating wildlife-friendly fences and not crowding the lands with too many structures. Gigliotti says knowing what land is being used by the animal can help with planning development on those private lands. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
November this year was the coldest November on record in Jackson. That's according to Jim Woodmansey, the chief meteorologist at Mountain Weather. Woodmansey has been forecasting in Jackson for over 30 years and was shocked by the consistent cold temperatures. He attributes the frigid conditions to consistent storms and other weather patterns.
Sometimes we would get an inversion. In other words, the temperatures in the valley are much colder than the temperatures up in the mountains, for instance. But there was also a lot of days when we had, you know, cold temperatures, say single digits up at 10,000 feet, top of the tram. And we also had, below zero readings here in Jackson.
The average temperature last month was 17 degrees, about 10 degrees lower than average. The previous coldest November on record was in 1938, when the average temperature was over 18 degrees. Woodmansey says it wasn't last month's daily temperatures that broke that record.
The cumulative month ended up much colder than average. That's what broke the record.
According to Woodmansey, these colder temperatures are a trend in Jackson. October 2019 was the coldest October on record. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.